So a very good morning to you, brothers and sisters and friends.
早上好，弟兄朋姊妹们朋友们。
May the peace and power of God come upon you this day.
愿来自神的平安降临到我们身上。
What is the theme for CCMC for 2015?
请问大家2015年我们 CCMC 的主题是什么呢
Yes, it's be still, know God, and exalt Him.
就是安静认识神并且遵从神
And do you know where this theme has been adapted from?
请问大家知道这个主题是从哪里引用来的吗
Psalm 46, yes.
是的，是诗篇四十六篇。
And the portion of scripture that we will meditate upon this morning is in fact Psalm 46.
事实上，我们今天所要思想的经文就是诗篇第四十六篇。
Are you ready for God's word?
请问大家准备好了来聆听神的话语吗
？Is your heart settled?
请让我们安静自己的心。
Well, the message that we can glean from Psalm 46 is this.
我们从诗篇第四十六篇可以领受的信息是这样的
The people of God are to be still, know God, and exalt Him.
神的子民要静止，要知道神，并且遵从他
The people of God are to be still, to know God, and exalt Him.
神的子民要静止，要了解他，并且遵从他
Even when faced with grave danger.
尤其是在极大的危机中更是如此
And perhaps we would say especially when we face grave danger
或者我们应该说尤其是当我们遇到很大的危机的时候
And so hopefully this will be the message that we will learn today
希望这是我们今天可以学习到的信息
Before we go into the passage let us go to our Lord in prayer
在我们开始学习今天的经文之前让我们来一起祷告
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
Your law is perfect.
你的律法全备
Reviving the soul.
能苏醒人的心
They are more precious than pure gold.
都比金子可羡慕且比极多的金金可羡慕
Sweeter than honey from the honeycomb.
比蜜甘甜且比蜂房下滴的蜜甘甜
Help us this day to take the message of Psalm 46 to heart.
主啊，求你让我们用我们的心来领受诗篇第四十六篇所传达的信息。
That in all of life,
在我们的生命中
in the times of grave danger,
当我们面临极大的挑战的时候
we have you,
我们有你。
God as our refuge, our strength, our fortress.
神啊，我们有你作为我们的避难所，作为我们的帮助，作为我们随时作为我们的力量，作为我们随时的帮助。
As we focus on your truth,
当我们来学习你的真理的时候
May your spirit give us insight.
求你的圣灵给我们这个启示
Please affirm our faith.
求你来坚固我们的信心
And draw us ever into deeper worship of you.
带领我们进入更深层次的崇拜
By the name of the eternal word Jesus Christ we pray and believe.
我们这样祷告相信是借着我们的主永恒的话语来祷告
Amen.
Amen.
So there are these children who are at the zoo.
有一天呢，有一些小有两个小朋友去动物园。
And they were looking at the lion.
他们在看着在看狮子。
So one child knows about the lion.
有一个小孩呢，他知道狮子。
He has watched many documentaries, and so he knows about this king of the jungle.
因为他看了很多电视，他知道这个狮子是丛林之王。
Then this other child, he does not know about the lion.
还有一个小孩呢，他不太知道狮子。
And so the child who knows said to the mom,
这个知道狮子的小孩呢就对妈妈说
Hey mom, look, a lion.
他说妈妈你看啊那是狮子哎。
哇。
他很厉害会咆哮的。
Okay, can we go now? I'm really scared of this creature.
然后他就说妈妈我们可以走了吗我真的是很害怕他。
This other child who does not know about the lion,
而那个不了解狮子的小孩呢
said to the mom,
他对妈妈说
Hey mom,
Hey, 妈妈
Look,
看哪
cute kitty cat.
多么漂亮的一只大猫啊
Very big.
很大哎
But cute.
而且很可爱。
I want to pet it.
我想上去摸一摸它，拍一拍它。
The knowledge about the lion will bring about a particular decision on an action.
对狮子的知识呢，使这个小孩采取了一个特别的行动。
To be near it or to be far from it.
是去靠近它呢，还是远离它呢？
To touch it or not to touch it.
去摸摸它呢，还是最好不要去碰它。
In verse 10 of Psalm 46,
在诗篇四十六篇第十节
God said,
上帝说
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
你们要休息，要知道我是神，我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地也被尊崇。
Once we really know who God is,
我们一旦知道神到底是什么
it will have an impact on our life.
它会对我们的生活有一个冲击。
Here God says, be still.
在这里神对我们说你们要安静。
It means to cease, to stop.
它的意思是说我们要停止，要终止。
But unlike popular belief,
但是呢，并不像是大家通常所想象的。
It does not actually mean to do nothing or to go take a nap.
它并不是说你们啥也别做，或者是干脆去睡觉吧。
When God says be still,
当上帝说你们要安静
He's asking us to actively stop doing what is wrong or what is not right in His eyes.
上帝是说我们要积极的来终止一些他的眼中认为是错的或者邪恶的事情。
Because we actively know who He is.
因为我们非常积极地知道神是谁。
We know that God is the one who will be totally exalted.
我们知道神是那个将要被尊崇的。
He says he will be exalted among the peoples.
神说他要在万民中被尊崇。
Because he says I will be exalted among the nations.
因为神说我在列邦中要被尊崇。
And God says I'll be exalted in the earth.
神也说他在全地要被尊崇。
Does that mean that we will find God in the soil?
那是意味着说我们在土壤中会发现神吗？
Yes, we will, because we will see His creative power in the soil.
是的，我们会的，因为我们在土壤中也会发现神创造的大能。
But at the same time, it is for us to know that throughout creation, we will see God.
同时，我们也知道从一切的被造之物上，我们都可以看到神。
In fact,God will be given the highest regard.
事实上，神会被受到最大的尊重。
When we actually be still,
当我们是安静下来的时候
we will know that God is worthy of all praises.
我们会知道神是配得一切的赞美。
So really, verse 10 of Psalm 46 is telling us this.
所以事实上诗篇四十六篇第十节告诉我们
It is a calling for us to actively do what is right because we actively know who the exalted God is.
因为我们知道这个被尊崇的神是谁，所以我们应该积极的来做一些正确的事。
Is this new in the Bible?
这个在圣经中这是新的信息吗？
If we look to Leviticus chapter 19,
如果我们看那个出利未记第十九章
In verses 1 or 2, the Lord said this to Moses.
在第一二节，上帝对摩西说
Speak to the entire assembly of Israel and say to them, Be holy, because I, the Lord, your God, am holy.
神对摩西说，你晓谕以色列全会众说，你们要圣洁，因为我耶和华你们的神是圣洁的。
And so who the people of God are is always an imitation of who their God is.
所以神的子民往往是反映了他们所信仰的神。
So is this only an Old Testament thing? Because we're hearing from Leviticus, we're hearing from Psalms.
那么这个信息仅仅是在旧约中吗？因为我们到目前为止只是从那个诗歌从利未记中听到。
We move into the New Testament and in 1 John chapter 4.
然后让我们来看看新约在约翰一书第四章
The Apostle John wrote We love because he first loved us
圣徒约翰写道我们爱是因为神先爱我们
It is indeed our ability to love one another comes from God
事实上我们能够彼此相爱，这个能力是从神来的。
But at the same time, we are able to love one another because we already have a model of what love is.
而我们能够彼此相爱，是因为我们已经有了一个爱的这个例子在前面。
So the more we know about God, the more we will actively do what is right.
我们对神的了解越多，我们就越能够按神的心意去行。
And that is what it means to be still.
这就是安静。真正的含义。
To cease from doing what is wrong,
停止做那些错的事。
And at the same time to actively pursue what is godly.
同时呢，我们去积极的做那些属神的事情。
So like the child in the zoo,
就像这个动物园的小孩子。
The one who knows about the lion will be still.
那个了解狮子的小孩他会很安静。
Because he knows about the lion. He's seen it on TV and he knows all that potentially bloody, even fatal outcome.
因为他在电视上看到过狮子，而且他也知道如果你惹了狮子可能会带来的血腥甚至是致命的后果。
I'm not going to be that antelope.
他不愿意去做那个羚羊，这个小孩说。
What is the background for Psalm 46?
诗篇四十六篇的背景是什么呢？
Why would God say, "Be still and know that I am God"?
为什么神要说你们要安静，要知道我是神？
Psalm 46 was written primarily as an exhortation to God's people to take strength and comfort in God when facing grave danger.
在这之前呢，诗篇是讲到我们要当我们面临极大的危机的时候，我们要到神这里来，神是我们的避难所。
And perhaps for the people of God at that time, if we look at verse 5, they may be facing a possible invasion of the city.
如果我们从第五节看的话，很可能当时的以色列民面临着外来的危险，也有可能是敌人会来攻打他们的城市。
So once you're under attack, what is the people of God to do?
当我们被攻击的时候，作为神的子民，我们应该做什么呢？
Psalm 46 tells us that there is strength in God.
诗篇四十六篇告诉我们，在神里边我们会有力量。
But Psalm 46 is not only written to the people of God.
诗篇四十六篇也并不是仅仅写给神的子民的。
It's also written as a warning against those who sought to destroy God's people against God's will.
它同时也是对那些违背神的旨意来攻击神的子民的敌人的一个警告。
These people are to know that they will not prevail against God.
这些人应该知道他们不会得逞的。
Because if God means to protect His people, He will.
因为如果上帝许诺他会保护他的子民，那么神一定会这样做。
God is the refuge, the strength, and fortress for His people.
神是我们的避难所，是我们的帮助，是我们的堡垒。
In Psalm 46, God is described as the Lord Almighty.
在这个诗篇里边，神也被描述为那个全能者。
In some of the translations, it's to say the Lord of hosts.
在有一些的翻译版本里边说到神是那个 host.
万军之耶和华。
哦，是万军之耶和华。
And so it describes God as this warrior king leading a whole group, or well, a whole troop of army coming forward for his people.
所以神被描述为这个万军之王，他率领着这样的。天使天君。
And he's going to fight on his behalf, on the behalf of his people.
而神呢，是会为他的子民去征战的。
With that in mind, let us now read Psalm 46.
当我们了解了这些基本的背景之后，让我们来一起读诗篇第四十六篇。
If you could open up your Bible or turn on to your Bible.
请大家翻开你的圣经。
As we read Psalm 46.
当我们读诗篇四十六篇的时候
，Let us take notice of just who this God is that we should be still and know Him and exalt Him.
让我们来思想这个神到底是怎么样的神，我们应该来了解他，我们来遵从他。
Psalm 46.
诗篇四十六篇。
The English readers will lead, and the Chinese readers will echo the very same verse.
请说英文的弟兄姊妹先来读一节，然后我们说中文的读一节。
Are we ready to proclaim God's word as a body?
我们准备好了来阅读神的话吗
？All right.
Okay. 好，现在开始。
First one. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble.
第一节，神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
Therefore, we will not fear.Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea.
所以地虽改变，山虽摇动到海心。
Though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging,
其中的水虽喷轰翻腾，山虽因海涨而颤抖，我们也不害怕。
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells.
有一道河，这河的分叉使神的城欢喜，这城就是至高主居住的圣所。
God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of day.
神在其中，城必不动摇，到天一亮，神必帮助这城。
Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts.
外邦喧嚷，列国动摇，神发声，地变融化。
The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。
Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth.
你们来看耶和华的作为，看他使地怎样荒凉。
He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bows and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire.
他止息刀兵，直到地极。他折弓断枪，把战火焚烧在火中。
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
你们要休息，知道我是神。我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。
The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。
This is the word of God.
这是神的话语。
Psalm 46 can be structured in a way in understanding by the three selahs that have been written.
诗篇46篇呢，它的结构可以根据这个三个细拉来划分为三个部分。
And so from verses 1 to 3,
从1到3节，
the psalmist is saying, do not be afraid, do not fear the forces of nature.
他是在说我们没有必要去害怕自然的力量。
In verses 4 to 7, the psalmist is saying there's no need to fear the forces of men.
5到7节说我们没有必要去害怕人。
And when it comes to verses 8 to 11, we are told that we need to fear God.
而在第8到11节我们被教导我们需要敬畏神。
So verses 1 to 3, fear not the forces of nature.
1到3节我们不要惧怕自然的力量。
Verses 4 to 7, fear not the forces of men.
5到7节不要惧怕人的力量。
And in verses 8 to 11, but do fear God.
8到11节我们应该敬畏的是神。
And all in all, the message that we can glean from Psalm 46 is this.
总而言之我们从诗篇46篇可以得到的信息是这样的。
The people of God are to be still, know God and exalt Him.
神的子民要静止，要知道神，并且遵从他。
Even when faced with grave danger,
在极大的危机中仍是如此。
Let us look at verses 1 to 3.
让我们来先看一到三节。
The psalmist begins his exaltation with a faith statement.
这个诗篇呢，它是通过一个信心的宣告来开始的。
Before contrasting God's fearsome strength against the fearsome strength or fearsome forces of nature.
在诗人对比自然的这个伟大的力量和神的这个伟大的力量之前
The psalmist proclaimed God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble
诗人宣称神是我们的避难所是我们的力量是我们随时的帮助
Here is a triple description of God as the safety and security of his people
这里对神的提供的给他的子民这个安全他有三个层次的描述
God is a refuge, is an asylum where I could hide or go to for protection.
神是我们的避难所，就是说它是一个安全的地方，我们可以到那里来免除被危险伤害。
God is also described as strength, as the power that we need to be able to handle a situation.
神也被描述为我们的帮助，就是我们可以从他那里汲取力量来面对所有的问题。
And when a psalmist calls God as the ever-present help in trouble,
当诗人描述说神是患难中随时的帮助时
He's saying that God is readily available
他在说神总是在那里
In fact, his assistance will come whenever we need it
他的帮助是随时随地到我们需要他的时候。
If only we would call out to God for help.
只要我们求告神，问他，向他寻找帮助。
And this is why the Apostle Paul could say, "If God is for us, who can be against us?"
这也是为什么保罗说到，神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢
？And here the psalmist is very close to God.
在这里，我们看到诗人和神是非常亲近的。
And he's reminding the people of God that you are supposed to be close to God too.
他也同时在提醒这些人，这些以色列人，就说你们也应当如此与神亲近。
Because he is our refuge, our strength.
因为神是我们的避难所，是我们的帮助。
Our is something for us to have, to possess in a way.
我们的就表示说这是属于我们的，是我们拥有的东西。
And so surely by grace, God has made himself available to us.
借着恩典，神使他可以被我们得到。
At the same time, he is our God.
同时呢，他也是我们的神。
So we are in a good, intimate relationship with him.
我们和神有一个美好的、非常亲密的关系。
Or at least we're supposed to have a closeness with our God.
至少我们必须是和神非常接近的。
And so with that, verses 2 and 3 comes to a logical conclusion of knowing who God is.
所以呢，从第二三节，我们很自然地得到一个结论，就是神是谁。
As our refuge, our strength, and ever-present help in trouble, we need not fear the forces of nature.
所以在既然神是我们的避难所，是我们的帮助，是我们的力量，是我们随时的帮助。这样，当我们面对一些巨大的灾难的时候，我们就没有必要害怕。
The psalmist says, "Therefore, we will not fear."
所以诗人说到。因此我们不必害怕。
This fear is to have dread and fright and just a loss of this hope.
这个害怕呢，就是说那个非常绝望，非常失去信心。
And for the psalmist, God is one who can actually hold back these forces.
对于诗人来说，神是一个力量，他可以把所有的这些自然的灾害，他是可以。
Because here he is giving us a picture of a very chaotic scene in nature.
因为在这里，诗人描绘了一幅非常惊恐不安的自然界的
It's like this major motion picture that's supposed to be released soon, San Andreas.
就是说很快要公映的一部影片叫
Apparently, to scare people of LA as well as the entire nation of the America of United States.
这个影片呢，尤其是要让洛杉矶的人比较害怕，包括整个美国。
So, or you think back to the movie 2012.
如果大家回想一部老片子2012，
and you start to match that up with the description that the psalmist have here for Psalm 46.
你对诗人在四十六篇所描绘的那个场景就应该有一个大概的印象。
The earth gave way.
这个地在动摇。
The mountains fall into the heart of the sea.
这个山坠下来到海心。
Its waters roar and foam.
这个水是喷空翻腾。
The mountains quake with their surging.
这个山都在颤抖。
As you read, you kind of shaking along with the description.
当你读的时候 你这个人可能也会跟着这个场景而 颤抖
But we have to go back to verse 1
但我们必须要回到第一节
And hold the anchor
抓住这个锚
And say God is the creator behind these forces of nature
我们要说神是所有这些自然的创造者
He can create them, he can contain them
他既然能够创造他们他也可以使他们安静下来
Really, trust in the God of the weather, not in the weather itself.
所以说，在面对一些恶劣的天气的时候，我们也要相信神，而不是仅仅去相信这个天气本身。
So bad weather has been in the news for a long time.
最近一段时间，这个天气一直都很恶劣。
As well as major catastrophic natural disasters.
还有一些灾难，一些全国性的这种灾难。
And perhaps this is one way that God wants to call us back to Him.
也许这是神呼召我们到他身边的一种方式。
To draw attention back to Him.
让我们的注意力转回到神这里。
To cry out to Him to heal the land.
向神呼求来医治这个环境。
To show that we may be able to forecast weather, but we can never control it.
让我们明白，我们虽然可以预报天气，但我们从来没有办法去控制它。
Last Sunday,
上一个星期天，
we were trying to decide if we're going to have service because of the forecast of freezing rain.
因为有预报说有冰雨，所以我们在犹豫不决，是不是正常的举行敬拜。
This Sunday.
这个星期天，
you decide which park to go to because it's going to be 70 degrees outside and later in the afternoon.
我们在决定应该去哪里玩一玩，因为今天下午的天气非常好，有华氏70度。
Who would have known that precisely and able to predict it?
谁是精确地知道这个天气并且能够预报它呢？
And CCNC is truly blessed to have leaders who are willing to pray for God to intervene, even with the weather.
我们这个教会真的是非常有福的，因为我们有很好的领袖。即使在面临恶劣天气的时候，他们也去寻求神的旨意。
Because last Sunday,
因为上个星期天，
the decision was made, sure, at 8:30 a.m.
决定正常聚会的决定呢是八点半才做出的。
But it was also to give time overnight to cry out to God to hopefully He will intervene so that the weather forecast or the weather will change for the better and the people of God could come to meet at CCMC.
这样呢也就使得整个晚上被留出来，让我们可以向神祷告，求神来干预，能够让这个天气呢。不至于恶劣到我们无法聚会。
So yes, there is a consideration taken with AccuWeather.com and Weather.com.
我们可以咨询一些网站来看看这个天气到底如何。
And ultimately, we will submit to God's sovereignty. If He decides not to intervene, and we get half an inch of ice, we're going to say, "Please stay home, be safe."
而我们呢，也把这个主权最后交在神的手里。如果确实我们看到有，比方说半英寸的冰的话呢，我们就会取消这个聚会。
But last Sunday we see that God was merciful.
但是上个周日我们看到了，我们的神是大有怜悯的神。
And He did pave the way for many of us to be able to come because the roads were safe.
他预备了这个道路，使得我们大部分人都可以安全的来到这里来。
The point is to trust in God.
我们要所要传达的信息就是说，我们要信靠神。
It's for the God's people to first pray.
对于神的子民来说，我们第一要做的事是来祷告。
And trust and obey God for the final outcome.
而且相信神，并且相信神会让我们做出正确的选择。
So personally for me, I was a little wary of driving last Sunday.
对我个人而言，上个星期我开车来教会的时候是非常小心的。
Because about a year ago, I was in a wreck because of ice.
In a wreck?
A car wreck.
因为在半年前，我确实是发生过一起车祸。
And so when I hear the word icy roads, I'm like, ugh.
所以当我看到那个冰的路况的时候，我真的是很担心。
So truly, in the morning, God was merciful.And I have the voice in my head that told me this.
所以确实的，神是非常有怜悯的神。在那个早晨，我听到神对我说
，Trust in the God of the weather, not in the weather itself.
相信神会来掌控这个天气，而不是仅仅的去看这个天气预报。
And truly, by God's grace, there was peace and a lot of prayer as I drove to church.
而且也靠着神，我的心里边有平安，我就可以安全的开到教会。
But truly, that brings us into dependence on God.
而这个事情呢，也让我们会更加的来依靠神。
For the ancient Israelites,
对于那些犹太人
，the way that they saw the earth was like this.
他们看这个地球呢，是这样的一种看法。
In the beginning, it was just chaotic waters.
在最初，只仅仅是那些混乱无章的水。
And God had the power to intervene.And to now stop the water and allow the earth to come forward.
而大能的神呢，干预，他就使这个水和陆地分开。
So God established an orderly universe.
神创造了一个井井有条的宇宙。
He established these boundaries to stop the chaotic waters from coming into the land.
他也限制了一些障碍，使得这些很大的水无法进入。
And they know that God is the one who provided a place for humans and animals and plants to flourish.
他们也认识到是神给这个人、动物、植物一个可以居住的空间。
Listen to what's recorded in Job 38.
让我们来看在约伯记所描述的。
For example, verse 8.
第八节。
Who shut up the sea behind doors when it burst forth from the womb?
在约伯记他就说到是谁关了这个门，使得这个咆哮的水无法进来。
And in verse 11, when God said, This far you may come and no further, this as in the sea.
在第十一节也约伯继续说到，就是神对这些水说，你可以进到这么近，然后呢也就到此为止。
Here is where your proud waves halt.
而那些咆哮的水呢也就在这里停止了。
The problem is that we have a continued trust in technology as the ultimate solution.
我们的问题是，我们相信随着科技的进步，我们会对一切事情有一个解决的方法。
It is not to say that we don't use technology at all.
并不是说我们不应该依靠科技。
But then we believe that technology it will be the thing to solve our issues.
但是我们的问题是说，我们认为科技可以解决一切的问题。
Instead of crying out to God to heal our land.
而不是说向神呼求，求神来医治我们这个地球。
But we see that that's not the case in the 2011 tsunami.
但是我们发现，靠着科技并不能解决问题，尤其是2011年的这个大海啸。
The swell of the sea went far and above the initially calculated height of the seawall.
这个海啸的高度呢，远远超过了我们所能够想象的那个就是防护梯的那个高度。
And these sea walls were already built to allow a lot of buffer against the rising waves.
这些防护梯呢已经是建造了，它这样的话呢就可以使我们的城市和这个大海之间有一个足够的缓冲区。
The forces of nature is great.
自然的力量是很大的。
But greater is the God who put them in place.
但是创造这个自然使他们各归各位的神的力量是更大的。
And the psalmist is a realist. He acknowledges the fearsome forces of nature.
这个诗人是一个现实主义者，他承认自然的惊人的力量。
But at the same time, the psalmist calls for the people of God to first call on God.
但是诗人同时也呼求让这些人来首先寻求神的帮助。
To put faith in God before considering the trouble ahead.
当你思想前面的困难的时候，你首先来寻求神。
Because God is our refuge, strength, and help, readily available when we need it.
因为神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们随时的帮助。
Oftentimes the problem is because we don't call out to God.
很多时候我们的问题是我们不来向神呼求。
So the people of God are to be still to know God and exalt Him.
所以作为神的子民，我们要安静，我们要来了解神，并且遵从他。
So from this kaboom of the shaking earth and the crumbling mountain and the surging sea,
所以从这个奔腾的水倾倒的山这个动荡的大自然中，
the psalmist suddenly brings us into the serenity of God's presence.
诗人忽然把我们带到了一个与神同在的安静的这个状态。
The city of God and the temple of God.
他描写了神的城和这个神的殿。
This dramatic change in scenery is in fact intentional.
这个反差巨大的场景的转换是这个诗人故意安排的。
Just like verses 2 and 3 allow God's people to vividly envision just God's power.
正如二到三节使我们大家可以非常活灵活现的看到这个大自然的力量。
In verses 4-7, it helps God's people to vividly envision God's peace.
这个四到七节呢，也就是神的子民可以清晰的看到与神同在的平安。
First, we are told there's a river.
首先，我们被告知有这么一条河。
A river in the biblical use oftentimes is a metaphor for blessing and restoration.
在圣经中，这个河呢，往往是和祝福和这个关系的重建联系在一起的。
In Psalm 65,
在诗篇第
65
篇。
You care for the land and water it.
诗人说到，你眷顾地，降下透雨。
You enrich it abundantly.
使地大得肥美。
The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain.
神的河满了水，你这样浇灌了地，好为人预备五谷。
For so you have ordained it.
你这样是灌溉了地。
And this river makes glad the people of God.
Pardon?
This river makes glad the people of God.
这个河呢，使人非常喜乐。
Because it really brings this total wellness to the people of God.
因为它给神的子民带来这个安康。
Here the psalmist uses the city of God as a description for the people of God.
在这里诗人用神的城来向神的子民来说。
Because Jerusalem is where the people of God dwells.
因为耶路撒冷是神的子民所居住的地方。
So why is there this wellness in the people of God?
可以看到神的子民是非常安然安居乐业的。
Here the psalmist tells us it's because God is with them.
诗人告诉我们他们能够安居乐业的原因是因为神与他们同在。
Emmanuel.
以马内利。
God says the holy place, the psalmist wrote, the holy place where the Most High dwells, the temple.
诗人描述到这个神在圣殿里 与我们同在。
So God is present with his people.
神与他的子民同在。
The psalmist goes on to also say, the Lord Almighty is with us, the God of Jacob is our fortress.
诗人接下来又继续描述神与我们同在雅各的神与我们同在。
God is with us, Emmanuel.
以马内利就是神与我们同在。
And the fortress is this imagery of a structure that cannot be broken through.
他也描述了这么一个建筑好像我们就是敌人是不可以战胜的。
And so when I think back to, you know, childhood games that I like to engage in,
当我回想我小的时候喜欢玩的游戏,
I tend to want to have this imaginary ability of a protective shield.
我喜欢假想在我的身边呢是有一个这种保护网一样的东西。
So it's like if my friends are trying to attack me, I'd be like, vroom, you can't come near me.
当我的朋友想来攻击我的时候，我就会说：“哇，我的身边有个保护伞、保护罩，你根本都进不了我的身。”
And I think, wow, actually, that is God as our fortress.
然后呢，现在我回想，其实是啊，神就是我们这样的一个保护城。
And He's much stronger than this vroom thing that I have.
而且我们的神呢，是比我所假想的这个保护罩更加强有力。
And so again, the psalmist here is being very real. He acknowledges that there is the presence of danger.
所以呢，这个诗人确实是一个实际主义者，他承认这个有很多外来的危险。
It seems like the people of God are under attack by enemies.
而且看起来在这里边描述的这些神的子民确实是在被敌人攻击。
But again, the psalmist is calling God's people to first trust in God before dealing with the trouble ahead.
但是诗人在提醒这些以色列人，在面想这些危机之前，我们先来求告神。
Because time and time again, in the history of the Israelites,
在以色列人的历史上曾经多次发生过。
They tend to trust more in chariots.
他们更倾向于相信这些战车战马。
Than in God.
而不是相信神。
In fact, here the psalmist wants to give us a logical conclusion.
在这里呢，诗人想给我们一个合乎逻辑性的结论。
Given that God is within the people of God, she will not fall. Jerusalem will not fall.
既然神与他的子民们同在，那么耶路撒冷不可能被攻陷的。
And this help will come quickly because the help will come at the break of day.
这个帮助会很快到来，在天亮的时候。
As the light comes through, darkness recedes.
当天亮了，黑暗就会退后。
In fact, the psalmist describes this incredible difference between the power of God and the forces of men.
在这里诗人也描述了这个神的力量和那个敌人的力量的这个显著的不同。
The nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall.
这个就是敌人在这样咆哮，然后这些列国都在动摇。
Meaning the nations, they have to put in a lot of effort, and it's, you know, uproar, loud.
这些列国他们是用了很大的力量，非常喧闹。
What does God have to do?
神要做什么呢？
He lifts his voice, the earth melts.
当他发声的时候，整个地都融化了。
Which is bigger, kingdoms or earth?
哪个更大呢？是这些列国还是，是神的国还是这些地上的事？
And when God just go.
当神仅仅是喘息一下。
That's how the earth just melts. That's the power in God.
当神这样哼一声的时候，整个地球就融化，这就是神的力量之大。
The nations are going, "Whoa!"
列国这样大喊着说，我们要来征战。
You can imagine God just go.
而我们想象神只是很轻蔑的喘一口气而已。
And the earth gives way.
然后这个地都会融化。
In fact, we go to 2 Kings.
让我们到列王记下。
Chapter 6.
第六章。
When Elisha was surrounded by the Aram armies.
当以利沙被那些军就是敌军所包围的时候，
his servant was freaking out.
他的仆人非常非常害怕。
What are we to do?
我们怎么办呀？
Elisha prayed for the eyes of the servants to be opened.
以利沙就向神祷告，求神开这个仆人的眼睛。
What did he see?
他看到什么了呢？
Hills full of horses and chariots of fire.
他看到这个山上遍满了天使天军。
The hosts of the Almighty God.
是神所派来的。
And in fact, how did they get out of the situation?
他们怎么事实上这些敌人怎么逃出来呢？
They did not even need to employ these troops of chariots and horses.
他们都刚才说就是说这些以利沙和他的仆人怎么样从被敌人的攻击中逃离出来呢？他们都没有必要向他们显示这个满山遍野的这些天使天军。
All was given was the blindness to the Aram army.
他们仅仅求神让这些亚兰军队就是瞎了他们的眼睛。
It's a very interesting account, so I encourage you to go back and read.
是一个非常有趣的故事，鼓励大家回去读一读。
And all in all, the psalmist says, "This is God of Jacob."
在诗篇中，诗人说到，这是雅各的神。
He is the God of our forefathers.
他是我们先祖的神。
This is the covenant God. He is the one who is faithful and loving to His people.
这是和我们立约的神，他是信实的。
Remember your history, Israel.
以色列人呐，记住你们的历史。
Remember the God who has taken you through the storms and fires when you trusted in Him.
记住这个只要你信靠他，他就带你经过水与火的神。
The people of God are to be still, know God and exalt Him.
神的子民应该安静，来了解你的神，并且尊崇他。
And now the psalmist brings us into attention of a particular character of God.
最后呢，诗人让我们来了解神的一个特别的属性。
Having given us a vision of the peace in God.
当诗人向我们描述了神的平安之后，
He shows us that God in fact He is peace.
他向我们显示神本身就是平安。
In fact, verses 8 to 11 describes how God greatly desires peace and harmony.
事实上在8到11节他也描述了神本人他也是非常的希望在人间有平安，有和平。
He desires peace and harmony for all of His creation, people included.
神希望他的被造之物是活在和谐中，活在和平中。
Let us now first consider the war against ISIS.
让我们先思考一下，就是针对这个 ISIS 的这个战争。
Why is the alliance coming together to bomb the strongholds of ISIS?
为什么联军会联合起来轰炸这个 ISIS?
Is it because they are bomb happy? They want to test out new weapons?
是因为他们很高兴这样做，他们想试验一些新的武器吗？
Conspiracy theorists might tell you yes.
秘密的说，也许有这方面的因素。
But we know that it is the brutality of ISIS, the terror of ISIS that is now pulling the nations to come together and war against this militant group.
但是事实上，是因为 ISIS 这个组织本身的邪恶，它导致了其他的列国联合起来要去消灭它。
The devastation of all these strongholds are meant to weaken the military strength of ISIS.
联合作战的目的就是要使这个 ISIS 的军事力量被削弱。
If not to remove it altogether.
如果没有办法彻底的把它消灭的话。
Why?
为什么要这样呢？
So that peace can again be restored and this terror can be banished.
是因为我们要重建和平，要把这些恐惧从人们心中挪走。
What kind of terror?
这个 ISIS 是一个怎么样的恐怖呢？
I'm sure if you go online and look at the news, you just find report after report of just how horrific it is.
如果你到网上搜寻一下的话，我想你肯定会找到很多故事，会看到这个 ISIS 是怎样的残酷。
In fact, it led this correspondent to say something that is not usual in news broadcasts.
也正是因为他们的邪恶，导致这些媒体也说了一些比较独特的话。
He said, "There's a word we don't use a lot in the news media, but it fits here."
就说很多时候我们不在媒体中用这样一个词，但是这个词非常切合这个情况。
This is evil.
这个词就是邪恶。
It was absolute evil by design.
这就是一种被精心设计过的邪恶。
This was not a war crime that happened by accident. This is ISIS policy.
它这个邪恶呢，不仅仅是一种自然所导致的这种副产品，而它是就是 ISIS 它本身的政策如此。
And he's referring to the capturing of Yazidi girls and women, and the raping and the enslaving of these girls, even at the tender age of 12.
这些新闻也报道了这些 ISIS 他们掳掠一些妇女儿童，他们甚至会去强暴他们，逼他们做苦工。这些事甚至发生在一个发生在十二岁的很小的女孩身上。
So if imperfect men as we are know evil when we see evil,
所以作为一个并不完全的人，当我们看到邪恶，就立刻会知道这是邪恶的话。
And we want to rally together so as to remove evil.
而且我们也愿意联合起来把这个邪恶从地上消除。
What more of a holy God who aches to see his once perfect creation so badly broken to again have peace and harmony?
我们就可以设想，作为全能的圣洁的神，看到如此的邪恶的时候，看到他曾经那样完美的受造之物变成这个样子，他是多么的伤心。
So if a child has just built up his first Lego blocks,
我们想象一个小孩子刚刚做了一个积木的玩具。
He's very proud of his creation.
他非常为自己的创造感到自豪。
And you as a mischievous adult go in and start to pull it apart.
一个恶作剧的大人跑过去，要把他这个大好的模型拆开。
What might be the child's response be?
这个小孩的反应会是如何呢
？He might scream, "Stop it!"
他会尖叫，停下来。
No, that's what my nephew does. No.
如果是他的侄子就会说不要。
He might try to push your hands away.
他会把你的手拨开。
Might have tears and anger in his eyes.
他的眼睛可能充满了泪水，而且会显出愤怒的神色。
And in a way much more intense in degree, God is also saying, "Stop."
同样的，神是用更加严厉、程度更高的方式来说，你们要停下来。
Stop all these war mongering.
停止战争的传播。
Stop all these bloodshed.
停止这所有这些流血的事件。
Stop, because I am the God of peace.
停下来，因为我是一个和平的神。
Why go to war? Why kill?
为什么要战争？为什么要杀戮
？Life is precious.
生命是可贵的。
There's often a lot of objection against God and the killings of the Canaanites.
有很多人对神就是要灭绝迦南人表示怀有异议。
There's very little understanding of how the Canaanites were comparable to ISIS.
而很少有人会想到这些迦南人其实和这些 ISIS 一样是非常邪恶的。
The atrocities against humanity by the Canaanites is well documented.
迦南人就是灭绝人性的一些行为其实是有很好的记录的。
And so just like the war against ISIS is not ethnic cleansing, but the way to restore justice and peace.
正如我们现在联合起来对付这个 ISIS 是一个正义的行为。
We see that God is in the holy war to remove those who are irreverent to life.
我们看到神也发起这种圣战来灭绝那些不尊重生命的人。
He wants to restore the sacredness of the land that he as a sacred God has created.
作为一个圣洁的神，他也同时要重建他的创造的这个土地的圣洁。
And so both God's people and God's enemies are nowcalled into remembrance of what God has done.
所以在这里，神的子民和那些与神敌对的人都被要求来思想神是怎样的一个神。
Here the psalmist says, "Come and see."
在这里诗人说，来看一看吧。
Come and give consideration, weigh it out.
来好好的看一看，仔细的思想。
And some of these works of God will be, for example, the Exodus, the conquest of the Promised Land.
就好比说在出埃及中在一些对这个神给我们的将来的新天新地的描述中
Even the establishment of the kings David and Solomon
包括那些士师大卫还有所罗门
These are mighty acts of God that should be in the mind of the people of God.
这些形象应该是在神的子民的心中。
So that they serve as evidence of His care, protection, and providential rule.
他们也就是让我们经常思想神的保护、神的力量以及这种属天的这种秩序。
And the desolations that God brings has one purpose.
神的这个宣告只有一个目的。
And a very important purpose.
非常重要的目的
is to bring peace to all of creation.
是要把和平带给所有的人
Here he is saying he makes more seas to the ends of the earth.
在这里我们诗人描述到神使这个征战全部停息
Our God as a mighty warrior king is coming so that his creation will be rid of all the terror and horror of war.
这个大能的神介入使所有他的子民们可以免除这种忧患和恐惧
In fact, God has this deep hatred for weapons of destruction
事实上神是很憎恶这些武器的
The psalmist says he breaks the bow and shatters the spear he burns the shields with fire
在这里诗人描述到他断弓折箭使那个盾牌都被火烧灭
In the book of Isaiah
在以赛亚书中
it is also written in that dayWhen God's rule comes upon fully upon the earth,
在以赛亚书中，他描述到，当神的统治完全降临到这个世界的时候
，the nations will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Sorry.
他们要将刀打成犁头，把枪打成镰刀。
Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore.
这国不举刀攻击那国，他们也不再学习战士。
As the giver and the sustainer of life, God deems life as extremely precious.
作为这个生命的创造者，神认为生命是非常可贵的。
He will do what he must to protect the sanctity of life against those who are careless and irreverent about life.
所以神会就是攻击那些残酷无情的来践踏生命的人。
And so we need to be still and know that He is God and He will be exalted among the nations. He will be exalted in the earth.
所以我们要安静，要了解神，遵从他，忠诚神，看神的名在列国，在万地被高举。
Again, God is saying you must know that I'm a God of peace, so stop.
所以神说，你知道我是和平的神，你们要停止。
Stop all the warmongering.
停止战争的传播。
Stop the bloodshed.
停止这些流血。
In fact, be still and actively pursue what reflects my character.
所以你们要停下来做那些，停止做那些恶事，要来好好思想，我这个神的属性是什么。
Know that I am God.
因为你们知道我是神。
Know the consequence against an offense against my character.
你们要知道，当你违背神的心意行的时候的后果。
And at the same time, know my character so that you know how to live.
你们也要了解我的这个性格是什么，然后你们也好来效法。
And in this case is to have peace.
在这里所强调的这个属性就是和平。
And it's like what Paul says to the church in Philippi.
正如保罗对腓立比的信徒们所说的。
That your love will abound more and more in knowledge. This knowledge is knowledge of God.
让你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。
The more we know about God, the more we will stop doing things that are against His character.
我们对神的了解越多，我们就越不会去做那些违背神心意的事。
We will do our best to not do what displeases Him.
我们会尽量不去做那些让神不喜悦的事情。
And we will actively pursue what is good, what is pure.
我们会积极的去寻求那些美善的事情。
So the people of God are to be still, know God, and exalt Him.
所以神的子民要安静，要了解神，要尊崇神。
And so we exalt our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace.
所以我们要尊崇耶稣基督，他是这个和平的君王。
Just as prophesied, He is the Prince of Peace.
正如这些先知所说的，他是和平的君。
Isaiah, prophet Isaiah, continues to say that of the increase of His government and peace, there will be no end. And his early disciples professed Jesus to be this Prince of Peace that has been prophesied long ago.
耶稣的门徒们声称他就是那些先知早就预言要来的和平。
That Jesus is the one who brings restoration to this broken world.
耶稣是使这个败坏的土地重建于神的关系。
This is the Prince of Peace who can calm the furious sea.
这个和平的君可以使狂暴的海也安静下来。
Just like what the psalmist wrote in verses 1 to 3 of Psalm 46.
正如诗人在, 46篇1到3节所描述的。
And this is the Prince of Peace who is also Emmanuel, the sign that God is with his people.
这个和平的君也就是以马内利, 就是神与我们同在。
Just as the psalmist has proclaimed in verses 4 to 7 and verse 11 of Psalm 46.
正如诗人在4到7节以及第11节所宣称的。
And we exalt Jesus Christ all the more because he truly has delivered us from our gravest danger and our worst enemy.
耶稣确实是这个和平的君, 他是我们从罪的辖制死亡中, 被解脱出来。
Our gravest danger is not the ravaging of nature or the attacking of man by eternal death.
我们最大的危险并不是自然的灾害或者是敌人的攻击。
This total separation from God as the source of life.
而是和这个神的永远的分离。
Our greatest enemy is neither the forces of nature nor the forces of man, but our sinfulness and our wickedness.
我们最大的敌人不是这些狂暴的大自然或是一些攻击的敌人，而是我们自己的罪的本性。
This rebellion against the Lord of hosts is disregard for God as the God of peace.
而是我们对神的背叛和这个和平的远离。
And yet, on the cross,
然而在十字架上,
it is by the blood of Jesus and his suffering,
通过耶稣的受难, 通过他的宝血,
we now have been saved.
我们现在是被拯救的。
We are rescued from the slavery of sin into the freedom of God's goodness and holiness.
我们从罪的奴役中被解脱出来，进入神的美善的境地。
So the Apostle Paul could say, "Where, O death, is your victory? Oh, where, O death, is your sting?"
这是为什么保罗说死亡啊，你的得胜的权势在哪里？你的毒钩在哪里？
God has given us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
通过耶稣基督，神已经给了我们胜利。
And Apostle Peter could also tell us that it is by the wounds of Jesus that we have been healed.
这也是使徒保罗所说的，因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
It is he who bore our sins in his body on a tree so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness.
他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。
To be still is to die to sins and live for righteousness.
这个安静就是指我们对着罪死了，我们在义上活。
Knowing that he is our shepherd, our overseer of the souls, he is our savior, we know that he is God.
当我们知道神是我们的牧者，是我们的带领者的时候，我们就知道他是我们的神。
And so, brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
we can adore Christ the Lord.
我们应该, 仰慕神。
By him we can come before God.
通过他，我们可以到神的面前。
Powerful as he is,
神是如此的, 大有权能,
but equally loving. We can be still, know God, and exalt him.
我们真的是可以安静,
for through Christ, God has granted us eternal safety and security in Christ Jesus.
因为通过耶稣基督,
so just let us think deeply. What danger are we fearing out of a distrust of God's protection?
当我们有神的保护的时候，我们还有什么危险可以担心呢？
What wars are we fighting out of the distrust of God's provision?
我们在打一些什么样的征战呢？
What are we to be still about?
我们应该安静下来，如何？我们应该从什么事物中安静下来呢？
Just how much commitment are we giving to knowing God and exalting Him?
我们花了多少的时间来了解神，来信靠他？
Because this is coming from a personal experience and an understanding of God's word, and I would like to share this with you.
这是我一个亲身经历的事，想和大家分享。
Until we are truly convinced that in Jesus we have all that we need and want, we will always look elsewhere.
我们总会四处去寻索，一直到有一天我们在耶稣里找到真正的平安。
And this brings back memory to Duke's Fellowship skit, The Nine Rooms.
这就是我想到春晚上杜克团体所表演的节目《九间房》。
Until the whole house with the front yard and the backyard is, you know, Jesus.
一直要到神充满了前院后院，充满了整间房。
Something or someone will always come knocking at the door.
总有一些其他的事物会来敲你的门。
It can be loneliness.
可能是你的孤独。
It can be insecurity about yourself.
可能是你的缺乏安全感。
But if God cannot be your refuge in the storm of loneliness or insecurity,
but 如果神不能够作为你的那个安全感的来源的话，
there's no number of boyfriends or girlfriends or praises or accolades that will deliver us from the storm.
那么不管你有多少男朋友或者女朋友，或者是得了多少的奖项，他都不可以把你从这种绝望中摆脱出来。
Just as very happily married couples, or very successful people.
就像那些幸福的生活在一起的夫妻，或者是那些很成功的人。
Marriage is not the solution to your sense of loneliness. God himself is.
结婚并不是让你感到不再孤单的方法。而唯有神是可以让你不再孤单。
And until we are truly convinced that in God we have our refuge, strength, and ever-present help in trouble,
除非我们知道在神里我们可以得到避难所，得到帮助，得到力量，得到随时的帮助。
We'll always try to rely on ourselves.
否则的话呢，我们会总是想要依靠自己。
And we must first recognize that we are indeed in spiritual trouble.
我们必须明白我们在属灵上是有很多征战的。
If not, we will not be committed to know God.
如果不这样的话呢，我们不会真正的委身给神。
We will not be committed to regard church as precious and important.
我们不会把教会认为是一个非常重要的侍奉。
We will not be committed to pursue God's holiness and this new life we have in Christ.
我们也不会真正的去追求神的圣洁。
We will continue to sing praise songs with no passion.
我们可能是心不在焉地唱一些赞美诗。
We'll continue to skip out on opportunities to serve others.
我们可能会去故意忽略一些可以服侍的机会。
We'll continue to bypass Sunday school. We'll continue to rush into Sunday service.
我们可能会逃一些主日学，甚至会在主日敬拜的时候姗姗来迟。
We'll continue to find read your Bible, pray every day a chore.
我们会觉得每天祷告读经是一个很无聊的例行公事。
Personally, it was until I was fully convinced.
对我个人来说，一直是到我完全的向神委身。
Fellowship with the people of God was just a mere option in my entire social strata.
和这些弟兄姊妹们聚会仅仅是社交的一种方式而已。
Going to church is yet another way to make myself a better person.
去教会不过是让我做一些更多的个人提升而已。
But once you're convinced so thoroughly,
但是当你真正的彻底的委身的时候，
then we'll see that this is where we need to be.
你会发现这是你真正应该
的地方。For this is the city of God.
因为这是神的城。
This is where the Most High dwells.
这是至圣者所居住的地方。
And so, dear friends, if you do not yet believe in Jesus,
所以亲爱的朋友们，如果你还没有接受耶稣基督，
I ask that you give some serious consideration to who God is as taught by the Bible.
我希望你能够仔细的思想在圣经中所描述的这个神到底是
怎么样的。 Do not reject him off the cuff.
不要很随便的就把他弃之门外。
Know the severity of the rejection.
你要知道这样的拒绝的后果的严重性是什么。
Know the beauty of the love and peace that can be found only in Jesus.
也希望你能够知道唯有通过神你可以得到那个美善的境地。
And dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
we are not to only cease from doing evil.
我们不仅仅是要停止做那些恶事。
We are also to cease from pursuing the many lures and distractions of life that leaves little room for God.
我们要逃避那些占据我们的身心使我们停止去追求神的那些事。
And at the same time, we need to actively practice the teachings of God that will lead us to exalt him.
同时我们要积极地去做那些神所教导的事，让我们可以和他一起来进步。
If it is in your heart today,
如果你的心里今天，
and you've heard the word of God,
你也听到了神的话语。
You know that the Spirit is speaking to you.
你知道圣灵在向你说话。
And you want to commit yourself to be still, to know God and to exalt Him with your life for the rest of 2015.
你也愿意委身来安静，来了解神，来遵从神。
And why not for all of your life?
如果你今天做了这样的决定，那么为什么不把这个决定应用到你的一生呢？
If in your heart you say I don't want to be a passive Christian anymore，
如果你在心里说我不愿意做一个很消极的基督徒，
I don't want to be a consumer Christian，
我也不想做一个消费型的基督徒，
I want to be an active disciple of Christ，
我想做一个神的积极的门徒，
I want to serve one another，
我也愿意去服侍弟兄姊妹，
I want to justreasure my time with my brothers and sisters.
我愿意珍惜和弟兄姊妹所同工团契的时间。
I want to study God's word and to know God's truth.
我愿意学习神的话。
If God's word is speaking to you,
如果神的话在向你说话的时候
，If the Spirit is prompting you,
这个圣灵在感动你的。
As a family member of Christ at CCMC.
作为这个 CCMC 的一个成员，
I would like now for you to stand.
我希望你能够站起来。
This is not peer pressure, it's between your personal conviction and God.
这个并不是什么压力，而是你和神之间的关系。
Truly, if you really desire to be still,
真实的，如果你希望自己能够安静，
to know God,
愿意更多的了解神，
and to exalt Him,
愿意来尊崇他。
I ask you to stand.
我请你站起来。
And truly look around.
而也请你环顾四周。
Help one another.
帮助彼此。
Because the moment you now stand,
因为当你站起来的那一刹那，
Satan is also standing.
魔鬼也在旁边。
突然间就站立起来。
突然间就站立起来。
Because he wants to at all costs stop you from becoming a true disciple of Christ.
因为魔鬼也希望能够防止你成为一个神的积极的门徒。
Let us go to our Lord in prayer and ask for strength.
让我们到神的面前来祷告，来寻求他的力量。
Dearest Abba,
亲爱的阿爸天父，
We thank you that Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
我们谢谢你，因为耶稣是和平的君。
And by our faith in Him, forgiveness of sin and restoration of our relationship to you is true.
因着耶稣的受死，我们重建和你的关系。
And now we can be in your presence.
现在我们可以与你同在。
And be full of joy and the eternal shalom.
我们也有非常多的喜乐，有这个永恒的避难所。
Dear Father,
亲爱的天父，
I pray for my brothers and sisters who have stood before you and proclaimed this conviction in their hearts.
我也为所有站立在你面前的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
May you be their safe place to hide.
求你作为他们的避难所。
Their ever-present help in trouble.
是他们在患难中随时的帮助。
Continue to encourage them.
继续不断的鼓励他们。
To live in this conviction.
就是把这个信心活出来。
Protect them from the works of the evil one.
求你帮助他们免受恶者的搅扰。
Deliver them from the slavery of sin.
使他们从罪的权势中被解脱
出来。 For God, you are among your people.
神啊，你和你的子民同在。
And as we call to you,
当我们呼求你的时候，
you will help us at the break of day.
你会在天亮的时候来拯救我们。
So dearest Abba,
亲爱的阿爸，
help us.
帮助我们。
By your truth deeply implanted in us,
通过你住在我们心中的真理，
we will cease from our evil doings because we know that you are holy.
我们会停止那些恶行，因为我们知道你是圣洁的。
Help us by the guidance of your Spirit.
也借着你的圣灵的帮助来引导我们。
To exalt you in all of our ways.
在我们的一切所做所行上来尊崇你。
We thank you, God, for hearing our prayer.
主啊，我们谢谢你听我们的祷告。
And we know that you will be the fortress of all the brothers and sisters of CCMC.
我们也知道你是 CCMC 所有弟兄姊妹的避难所。
Bless the work of the hands of these brothers and sisters.
祝福他们所做的工。
We pray and believe.
我们这样祷告相信。
By the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace.
是借着耶稣基督这个和平的君。
Amen.
来求阿门。
Please take a seat.
大家请坐。
All glory to God indeed.
所有的荣耀都归给神。